you guys have TSPN.com and .fun, right?
Yeah.
We don't have the TSPN. We have timespentpoorly.fun, TSPN.fun, and then timespentpoorly.com. The TSPN.com, I think, is still
tied to the .org.
It's still, it's not tied to anything, but someone's sitting on it. So we'd have to see how much it would cost to obtain it, which isn't out of the question.
It's a Patreon tier.
We'll have to check that out.
We should make
it's Patreon tier. Yeah.
If you buy this, if you do this, we'll get the TSBN.com.
Yeah, yeah. And you can fuck Crystalia.
No, you can't. You're too old.
Yeah.
Can we start?
Do you have a credit card?
If I just thought of an idea. Can we do Patreon tiers where we sell the souls to other people that we don't even know? Like if you buy this,
you get Derek's soul. Like that episode of The Simpsons.
No, you get a share of
absurd like $1,000 a month tiers. Yeah.
Like a thousand. If you do like $1,000 Patreon, that tier gets you 30 shares of Mary Kay Olsen's soul.
Yeah.
30 shares. How many shares is she worth?
There's a guy who has himself listed as like a stock exchange, so you can buy shares in his life.
Really?
Like you're trading on the stock market, and you can buy shares in his life. And whenever he's got to make a big decision, he posts it on his website, and then his shareholders get to decide what he chooses to do.
That's Jesus. Hilarious.
That One is of these awesome. Days he's going to jump in the Grand Canyon.
That's hilarious. But I'm talking, you guys. I'm talking being stockbrokers for other people's souls that we do not own.
Souls we have no say over.
We do not own these people's souls.
I caught that part.
Yeah, Mary Kate and Ashley.
How much legal trouble would I get into if I was like, hey, you could buy 4 shares of Tom Cruise's soul.
What is his number of shares?
How many shares is he worth?
Does it fluctuate?
Was 100.
Is it always 100?
There's 100 shares.
Okay.
And $1,000 a month will get you 30 shares.
We're just workshopping souls here.
We're just workshopping the souls. We have to go through and I think
that you will not get in trouble for that until one of your patrons goes and tries to like tongue punch his fart box or something. They make a run at Tom Cruise. They're like, his foot's broken. I can catch him.
This is bullshit. I own 50% of your soul.
I own 30 shares of you.
I own 30 shares of your soul, you son of a bitch.
And what all the fuck of those are shares are in your butthole.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I bought some shares of your soul off this shitty podcast in Idaho.
And then and then the fucking weight of Scientology would come crashing down on you like goddamn Hulkamania.
How many shares did I sell?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'd have to decide how many shares each soul is.
Right.
How many shares they are, and then price the shares based on, obviously, by how much money they have.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise would be a high dollar value. Yeah,
high dollar value per share.
Yeah, but like Mary Kate Olsen, well, I get that they have tons shares of money, but they're irrelevant.
It's like, what's their net worth divided by how many shares you want to sell?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. And then, so and like, then maybe knock it
if
down.
Their net worth is $1 million and you're putting out 1 million shares, it would technically be $1 each share.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and then nobody would own enough of a person to really think that they had any sort of control over them.
So it would stop that.
Unless they tossed the full milli down.
Unless some fucking rich moron.
Yeah.
And that's who I'm welcoming in.
Bill Gates is like, why didn't I fucking think of this? Why didn't I think of this? I own all these souls now.
God damn it. Now I've got to build this fucking Patreon.
I would keep it separately from the TSPN. I would make it like the soul patron network. Oh, it's TSPN again. The soul patron network. Fuck, I've got us trapped. But you could turn TSPN fun into that.
There you go.
Because that's fun.
It and is
then,
fun.
And then timespentpoorly.com.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know who that is.
Oh,
I sold that website to
then
the other
company. Some rich idiot that's like, I'll buy 1 million shares of Mary-Kate's soul. And you'll be like, soul?
She's yours. Soul she's, with
then,
a U.
And then you go, she's yours. Do what you want.
S-O-U-L-E-D. Sold.
Do what you want. You mean anything I want? Woman, I can't stop it.
Yeah, I'm not the cops.
I'm like, within reason.
Yeah, I mean, don't feed her to goats or anything. But
I'll take my $1 million now.
I will take my millie, please.
I'm gonna start a business where I share souls like the Simpsons.
Those Olsen twins are worth a lot of money, though, aren't they? Don't they have like clothing lines and shit?
Oh yeah,
they're back in movies. Yeah. Oh, and
yeah. They own like half of Walmart or something.
Even though the least successful Olsen is still pretty well off now.
Well, yeah, because she's the Scarlet Witch.
Like Marvel, yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen, she's also way 100 times more attractive than the original Olsen twins.
Super hot. Yeah, she fucked Thanos in that one Old Boy movie.
She did.
And he was her dad.
Did you ever see the Korean version of Old Boy?
Yeah.
What a fucking trip that was.
I haven't seen that.
She fucks her dad, too.
Yeah. It's almost a shot
for
the remake. What a fucking trip, though.
I remember watching the new one and being like, man, I wonder if they're going to do it.
I didn't think they were.
I didn't think so either, but boy, they did.
Yeah.
And they did hard.
They really did. Yeah. It's just as gross.
Yeah. I haven't seen it since I had a daughter, and now I don't want to watch it ever again.
Yeah. All right, and welcome to the Time Spent Poorly show. I'm one of the hosts, Eduardo. To my right, my direct right, is Derek, and directly to my left, the viewer's right, is Huds, and to the very right of all of us, if you're watching on your screen, is longtime listener, friend of the show, Bruno.
What's up, guys?
Welcome, Bruno. Let me bring the music down a little bit.
Welcome to the big time.
I love it. I love it.
Very nice. Oh, now I'm down.
Now you're down? No, you shouldn't be. Oh, there you are.
You turn. Yeah,
yeah, I fixed your mic. Yeah.
Nice shirt. That's very nice.
Very nice.
Well, look, it's nice to meet you finally, actually, in personish.
Yeah, he's heard our voice all this time, and now we finally get to hear his. I thought you talked like this.
just that was your.
I just
imagination.
I do get people surprised normally.
Well, I
hear my voice
just from your name alone. I gave you a very like menacing bad guy '80s movie like European voice. So
that's funny.
I also just figured our main demographic would be '80s movie European bad guy.
Hans Gruber.
Yeah, I'd be like, excellent show this evening. Smoking a very long
cigarette.
Stroking a long-haired cat.
Yeah, good to see you. You guys were excellent on this evening's program.
It's
awesome. I'm glad you get to be on the show. It's exciting. Man, yes, 2020, what a year.
Fun to be on. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a long time coming. We've been actually looking forward to it. Let's see, we've got... Oh, our good old buddy Jake. What's up, Jake?
Jake Matthews.
Thanks for joining today. I love it when Jake's on. He actually interacts quite a bit with us.
He does. He's a great... He interacts
quite
a bit.
He participates.
He does.
That's a totally good thing.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
If you're a listener of the podcast, if you're listening to the audio form, one of the best ways to interact with us would be actually to catch us live every other Tuesday at 7 p.m. And we... we welcome it, so please come out and join us when we do the show live, because it makes it a little more engaging, a little more fun. So,
yeah, and when Jake participates, it adds value to my life.
He brings it every time.
Because I'm like, hey, someone's listening. Fantastic, yeah.
So before we get into, I want to talk a little bit about this thing that Chris sent my way the other day, which was this... philosopherai.com.
Oh, yeah. That thing is amazing.
I fell in love with it, and so the very first thing I looked up was Time Spent Poorly.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. This is what it had to say. And I have a...
Or even maybe watching the Time Spent Poorly show.
Ah, goddamn.
I believe humans spend a lot of time not enjoying their lives, and this is mainly due to many factors.
The philosopher AI knows that we hate ourselves. In human society,
which causes much anxiety and stress over things that are irrelevant or otherwise unimportant. This makes people feel unhappy by making them feel like they do not have control over their own life.
It's a very
Another factor is the large amount of time that people spend working and thus being away from their loved ones. People work long hours in jobs they do not enjoy and miss out on much of their children's lives due to this.
Jesus.
One could argue that modern technology has allowed us to have more leisure time, but the reality is we only use it for entertainment purposes, such as television or video games.
And masturbation.
Thirdly, people do not truly live in the present. They are constantly thinking about the future and worrying about what is to come. This makes them unhappy because they are unable to enjoy themselves in that moment. Lastly, people are conditioned to believe that they need to own a lot of possessions in order to be happy. This is wrong because most, if not all of these things are unnecessary and do not bring any long-term joy. All of these factors make people unhappy, and society could be much better off if they were removed. What is happiness?
Oh my
From
God.
What I know of human psychology,
he just goes on
a combination
and
of pleasure and the absence
That's
of pain.
Nuts.
I like it.
Pleasure can be caused by many things, such as drugs or intense pleasures like sex. Or even maybe watching the Times
Radio
show.
So you just like type something in and then you generate?
Derek, yeah. Hans, and brother Ron.
Yeah, you said it. Like
you can miss your children growing up without you. And the cats and the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
Yeah. That's going to be the... I'm going to make that the new show description for the website.
I like it. I like it.
So everybody, anytime anybody subscribes, they just kill themselves immediately after.
I also love it. It's like, what is happiness?
From what I know of human psychology.
I think that's fun. That's great.
Now, the text-to-speech thing was just an added bonus. I just pulled the text from the philosopher AI and like pasted that into a thing.
Okay.
I've always said this, and everyone knows that, because I've always said it, is that if you're going to get... If you're going to get philosophy explained to you by AI, you might as well have a robot read it to you also.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And I've always said that.
Always. As long as I've known you.
What I've always said.
The first thing you said to me.
But yeah, that's the first thing, yeah.
Hey, if you're going to have an AI explain philosophy to you, might as well have that son of a bitch read it to you too.
Hi, I'm Derek. And this is a few things I know about life.
He waited until after he did the philosophy bullshit to say, hey, I'm Derek.
Yeah. I said that first.
You really, really need a robot to read it to you if you're asking a question.
Just good. Yeah, Sean is also agreeing. He has. I've always said it.
I said it.
That's good. I like that.
I moved on to Amy Schumer. Okay. And I want to see if you guys can pick out. I took some liberties afterwards. Uh-oh. I want to see if you can pick out what those liberties are.
Oh, okay.
But basically, the first thing I said was Amy Schumer is talentless. And it came back with, welcome, Sean.
Sean's
here as well. It came back with, this is ridiculous. AI's not going to speak to it. Basically, it was basically the fuck you to me for even bringing up Amy Schumer's name. Then I said she was talented or underrated. I think I said Amy Schumer's underrated, and this is what it had to say. So, and I took some...
You some added some creative points to it.
Yeah.
There are also many websites where women can...
God damn it. It's not starting in the right place. There we go.
There are also many web... Amy Schumer is a great comedian.
Oh.
The people who say she is not working hard for her success are wrong. Comedian is one of the hardest jobs in show business, right next to director and reality TV star.
Disagree.
Some would argue that comedian or comedy writer is the most difficult job because you have to write new material every day.
No, you don't.
So this artificial AI is just like a struggling comic.
Can you perform a few times? Can you pause?
They can't keep up with writing.
So did it say that? Hold on. Hold up. Did it say that reality TV star and director? Are on the same plane of being difficult?
That's
isn't director like doing something and reality TV star is just not doing something. Listen, yeah, just being.
Listen, Derek, this thing's already come to Amy Schumer's defense. I mean, there's already some holes in the logic.
Okay. Okay.
So, all right. So,
man, I want to go out there. I don't want to work hard. I don't want to be a director or a reality TV star.
Wow.
That's actually why some famous comedians only perform a few times per year. They can't keep up with writing their own material.
What?
Or their Billy
Amy
Ray Rock.
Amy Schumer writes her own material, La-Di-Da, and she is La-Di-Da. A good enough writer that other people like Tina Fey have written for her. She is in demand.
Yeah, but the difference between Amy Schumer and Tina Fey is Tina Fey's a fucking genius.
People want to be around her and talk about what she has said or done. Some people say that she is a fluke, or that she's not even at the Reese's macaroni salad level of it's good enough, I guess.
That's some bullshit. There's no way that this AI thing wrote that.
Will ever get the kind of success she has had.
Are you fucking with us?
Women who could follow in her footsteps.
I said I took some liberties.
Okay.
There are not many women.
You didn't
who
pick up the la-di-da up there earlier.
I think that's
no. I was like, well, man, this thing's really salty, but.
La-di-da.
There are many women who could follow in her footsteps. Some of them have already had successful careers, like Melissa McCarthy or Kristen Wiig.
Wow. And there are many that's women two completely who have not different levels of talent,
yeah. But who could make it? I think eventually all of the barriers preventing women from being successful in comedy will fall away, and we will see more female comedians on stage.
So being funny, that barrier of being funny is going to fall away.
Yeah, the genetics just aren't going to come out and be like, hey, we're going to let you be funny now.
I think eventually all of the barrier.
Let's see. Hmm.
The thing is all those other women mentioned I like.
It is true that women except have been Melissa underrepresented McCarthy. In
yeah,
comedy
she's grown
up
on
until
me.
Now, but that's mostly because there were few opportunities for them.
That's not true either.
Nowadays, they can go to improv classes and perform on open mic nights at comedy clubs.
As opposed to like.
There are also many websites where women can upload their own videos and get
dear.
Feedback, like, say, an OnlyFans or even Pornhub.
Oh my god.
You added that. Jesus. That's a you
Amy
thing.
Amy Schumer's show Inside Amy Schumer is a sketch comedy show that gives other female comedians the opportunity to perform on national television.
Yeah, but wow. It's still sketch comedy.
National television. Have you ever heard of such a thing? I say reach for the stars and try and get on international, or maybe even interstellar television.
What?
You did that.
That was Liberty. All right.
Melissa McCarthy.
So this bit's over.
On.
Yeah, I know. Well, I remember you came over one time and you and Bree like couldn't get, you couldn't shit on her. More
no I used to hate her.
Yeah, I know you
used to hate
absolutely
her.
Loathed her.
But she's done other she here's the thing
there's some
Melissa
stuff
McCarthy
that she's done that's
done
been
enough
okay.
Stuff now she's done so many things now that you have to it's hard to find one where you're like it's hard to find every single one that you hate.
I like her in The Kitchen and I also like Elizabeth Moss who you don't care for in The Kitchen.
I'm pretty sure that whatever home planet is
but I don't
she's
like,
I'm pretty sure whatever home planet Elizabeth Moss came from, she's a fine looking woman and a great actress.
I'm a huge fan of Women in the Kitchen. You can't lob me softballs like that, dude. I will hit them.
I'm pretty sure whatever planet Elizabeth Moss came from, she's a great fine actress.
Fine. She's a fine actress.
And a real handsome woman.
She's Scientology too, huh?
She is.
Wait, so do you Scientology? Melissa?
Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, Elizabeth Moss. Okay.
So what are your thoughts on Scientology, Bruno?
It's definitely a cult. I'm sorry, guys.
We're going to see his door kicked in behind him and him get shot in the back of the head.
So if for anybody that doesn't know, Bruno works, you work a little bit in the film industry, correct?
A little bit. That's my bread and butter.
That is your bread and butter.
So you better shut the fuck up about Scientology.
I'm going to be on set and just get kidnapped or kicked in the face.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Scientology is not even close to the worst cult we've heard about in the last year.
No,
probably not.
I get that they're kind of weird and like off center, but it seems like it's mostly just a money grab. Whereas, like, some of these are eating children, and yeah, that's just true. Fucked up.
It's like an MLM.
Yeah.
Like one of those MLM
Hey, hon.
I gotta get 10 people, and then my dues will be paid.
Hey, hon.
Dude.
You having a problem with COVID-19? Have you tried these essential oils yet?
Do you want to sell Confederated products?
What do you do, though?
I work primarily in the locations department, so, like, my department has to find all the places we're going to film in and then deal with a lot of the permitting and agreements with the property owners, business owners, getting yelled at by all the quote unquote civilians,
yeah.
You know, people just not part of the crew.
That's pretty
to deal with all that.
So, okay. Well, that's interesting because, you know, the television show Yellowstone?
No.
Okay.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who hasn't seen
it. You mentioned The Kitchen. I worked on a little bit of The Kitchen. I worked on the reshoots for The Kitchen.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there's a scene. I haven't watched the movie yet, but there's a scene in a bodega, right?
Okay. I don't remember.
I worked on that scene.
Well, that's cool.
Nice. Wow.
It's the scene where Melissa's character meets up with what's her name's character? The black actress.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yes, yes. They meet up at the bodega, and then they go to, like, this back room or something.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I worked on that. That was interesting. We shot that up in the Bronx, actually.
That's now, awesome.
Does that take any of the magic out of the movies for you?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I always wondered, like, because I was looking through your IMDb, and I was like, shit, he's worked on some cool stuff. But I wonder if it sucks to him because he had to go out and, like, get permits and shit.
And see things in daylight if it's, like, shot for night or something.
That's exactly it. And, like, I'll be watching a show now or a movie, and I'm trying to guess whether they're on a location or if they're on stage somewhere. And you can – there's, like, little tells where if you know what you're looking for, you could tell, like, oh, they're at a stage. Mm. Or, oh, they're actually at a real location. And then, like, cool. Stuff will happen. And, like, for example, if it's a crazy shot where something, like an explosion or something, in the back of my mind, I'm just like, wow, that must have been miserable for that location scene to have to deal with that. Getting permission to blow shit up.
Is the permitting the worst part of the job?
Probably not. I mean, I can't say it's the worst, but it's pretty bad, especially in New York City. It's tough.
So how are you guys doing with, like, COVID and stuff? Like,
We're non-existent right now.
Oh, you're not even working?
No. Yeah, like, funny enough, the last day in New York City of filming was Friday, March 13th. Friday the 13th was the last day. And we've been down ever since. There's a few things coming back now, like upstate New York, where they can kind of create bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
But New York City sounds like mid-September they're going to start rolling some productions back in.
Wow. Yeah, I know there's a lot of shows that are just basically on this long hiatus, and I don't know, some of these channels and stuff, that, like, the streaming services are really, like, blowing their load with the content that they have. Like, I'm worried about the future.
Yeah,
content-wise, like, what's
paid up years for these?
Well, what's right? But, like, Fargo season 4 is coming out next month, and, like, then that'll be gone.
Do they actually shoot in South Dakota? Because if they actually shot in South Dakota, they'd have no problem because they didn't close down at all.
probably not. They probably don't shoot there, and it's so weird. Like, there's shows. So I don't know if you guys know the show Suits on TNT, which
doesn't
exist anymore. But
Meghan Markle.
Right. So that takes place in New York, but it's shot in Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah. I was gonna say shot on location if your location is Vancouver. Because I'm pretty sure Arrow is shot in Vancouver and
Smallville,
like The Flash, like all of those shows are
pretty
supernatural.
Supernatural.
They're all over the US, but they're actually just in Vancouver.
And Vancouver, BC in general is pretty permissive for the film industry, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they have a lot of stuff going on.
I thought so. And Georgia in the States is pretty
Georgia good. Has more movies than TV shows, but they do have
okay.
a good amount of productions. New York tends to have more TV shows than movies. We get some movies here and there. And then, you know, they, like, wherever the tax incentives are is where the productions go.
So are you just kind of strictly located in the Jersey, New York area for your location scouting?
Yeah.
And NYC, you live in
the metro area.
What's that?
The NYC metro area.
Oh, okay. So you were actually, I was in New York a couple of years ago. You were probably not that far away.
No, no. I mean, I live in Jersey, but I commute every day. That's close enough. No traffic, 35 minutes into the city.
Wow.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, not at all. Yeah. No.
So what have you been doing during shutdown, basically?
Just trying to work on my own projects, really. I want to produce.
Google satellite images. Yes. This looks good.
So,
oh, that's cool.
I work with a buddy of mine who writes, and I'll just read screenplays from other friends, and we try to get some stuff off the ground. We had a short that we shot last year. Yeah, last March. And we released it, I think, in April, May, around there. We just threw it up online. It's like a 3-4 minute short. Nice. So just trying to graduate to the next thing, you know?
Nice.
What's your short? You want to pitch it?
Yeah, sure. I have two shorts, actually, that I've produced with my buddies. So the one is more like a thriller. It's called Man with a Gun. You can find it on Amazon Prime. And the other one is called Feed, the one that I shot last year. It's called Feed. It's a horror that has to do with social media. It's a 3-minute short, so not very time consuming at all. And you can also find that either on Amazon Prime or YouTube. I threw it up on YouTube.
Awesome.
Cool. So a pair of shorts.
I'll put some links in our show description.
I'll send those links over.
All right.
That's awesome. Cool. I look forward to looking at those.
So, and then you have your clothing line with your buddies.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of taken back burner on that.
Yeah.
But it's there.
And the site, the domain name is whatisbeeasy?
Or is it just whatisbeeasy.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
Since you guys started the podcast, the like OG podcast.
Oh, wow.
The boys.
So, okay, I need to know then, Bruno, you look young. How old were you when you, like, you want to divulge your current age?
Yeah,
or?
I look a lot younger than I am. I'm 30, I'll be 32 in less than a month.
Okay.
So, I'm not too far from you guys.
So, when you discovered us, you'd have been in your early 20s.
Yeah, exactly. You guys were in your mid-20s, I think, right?
Yeah, late, yeah.
Yeah.
I was mid, though.
You're mid-30s now.
Yeah, Derek's about 5 years younger than me, or four years.
So you started listening about the same time. I mean, around the same time I was on it. I mean, as far as age goes, that's pretty cool.
So it's funny. Like, I came across you guys because I had just gotten a BlackBerry not too long before, and they had the podcast.
If there's any way to find us.
Well, it was weird. I just started browsing stuff on there, and you guys popped up, and I was like, this sounds interesting. And I downloaded an episode or two, and I listened. I was like, oh, this is funny. I like these guys.
That's awesome. Oddly enough, that's actually the only way people can find us now. It's still
with your BlackBerry.
on your old BlackBerry. It's really...
passed around.
It's really exclusive.
Yeah, that homeless man in Russia that was listening to us as your BlackBerry.
Oh, man. So, I listened to you guys for a while, then I stopped listening to podcasts altogether. And then I got back into podcasts more recently, well, like maybe 3-4 years ago. And like you guys popped back into my head. I was like, oh, shoot, I wonder if they continue the show or not. And I went looking for you guys, and I saw Basement Boys 2. Okay.
Yeah.
The sequel to Basement Boys, the movie.
Right. The squeakquel.
And here we are now. ESPN.
Yeah, man. That's pretty cool. It's honestly, you took about the same time off that we did, really. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I only have a handful of people that I know from the original time we did the show that I still like will talk with from time to time, but Bruno's the one I talk to the most. Cause you're so, I mean, you're like, you're so kind. You reach out and you communicate, and it's awesome.
Why not? You know, for sure. Awesome. I mean, it's fun to interact with podcasts you listen to and
yeah, absolutely.
Reach out, oh yeah.
Do some words.
Then there's some out there that don't reply. Like, you never hear anything from Bill Burr or Mark Maron or anybody. They're like,
oh, wait, you guys never heard back from them?
No.
I have them on speed dial.
You're just lucky.
I don't want, it's like one of those things where I think I have Nathan, who's been on the show and is part of the network, kind of. He's like been retweeted by like Adam Carolla, and it's like one of those things where whenever you get retweeted by somebody, you're like, oh, like that's only because
Nathan said something about Mangrates.
Probably.
Like, yeah, Mangrate.
That's like, my favorite thing.
You know, like, you ever tweet somebody and get like retweeted back, you're like, oh, nice, that's cool. Yeah. And it could be somebody
not a big Twitter guy. Not me on Twitter.
I've had the same Twitter account for like 12 years, and I think I've maybe doubled my listeners from 200, or my followers from 200 to 400.
I don't even think I have that many. But my one claim to fame on Twitter is the lead singer of the Spin Doctors follows me.
Oh, there you go.
How does that even happen? He just posts a lot of cat pictures. Dude, Chris Bannon just loves cats.
All right.
Good for him. Nice. Yeah. Two princes.
I got, I think Kevin Smith's the only one I've gotten to respond to me, but he's such a whore, though. He'd respond to, I think,
anybody. He really, really likes attention.
Yeah.
He's a fellow Jerseyan.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So are you from Jersey, then?
Yeah, born and raised.
Wow.
But you have an ethnic background, too.
Yeah,
correct?
Portuguese.
Okay, we were talking about that today.
Portuguesa.
And because I'd seen something on your profile about, was it a soccer game?
Oh, dude, I'm like fanatic.
A soccer fanatic?
Yeah.
It's really
it's a Portuguese team based out of Lisbon called Benfica. They sport red jerseys, and today the youth team, the under-19 team, played the Champions League final against Real Madrid, and I was watching and we lost and was a little bummed out, but it's life.
Yeah.
It's exciting though that that soccer's growing so much in the States though, isn't it?
it's a different soccer. It's not the same soccer. No. It's no. Like, and that's the other thing too. It's like I don't want to call them hooligan, but you go to like some soccer games and you're in these stadiums and the atmosphere is incredible. It's like nothing you've ever witnessed before. Like I've heard people get excited at some MLS games here. I'm like, dude, you need to go to Europe and really experience a soccer match over there.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, excuse me. I do think it's still cool that it's grown so much in the last, like, even like 5 years though. And I think it's just mostly because of availability, right? Like, we're in the Northwest, so people are starting to go like, oh, like Seattle has a soccer team. Maybe we can go check out one of those games. And
they're pretty all right, I think, aren't they? Pretty good.
Yeah,
the Sounders.
Team,
yeah. I've been wanting to take my son to a game because he got really into soccer, and now he's kind of like, he's taking a break. He wants to take a break from everything. I think that's something that comes at like 12. He's like, I'm getting pubes and stuff now. So
I'm gonna start chasing girls.
Yeah. I'm retired. So
way
I do think that's pretty.
Way to just put your son out like that. Damn.
Oh well, I'll have to go.
Shaming the hell out of him.
His voice is cracking.
On it.
So I do think. I mean, it is impressive how much it's grown though, because I think that was something that. So it's grown quite a bit in the last 5 years. I think that's something that 10 years ago, when you told people that, they would go, soccer will never be a thing here. Like it'll never be a thing here. And it's like, we have, so somebody's on the network here, Andy King. He's in Iowa, but he does King Sports on the network. He's still doing a show, right?
Yeah, I think he's on hiatus. They had like that derecho or derecho storm there. Yeah. And so,
but he's a huge like Sounders fan and a huge soccer fan. And it's getting
there. Go ahead.
Well, it's just, so I think after I started hearing him talk about it more, I started just noticing more and more people like posting stuff on social media about soccer, and then even starting to watch like the World Cup, and even though the men haven't been there in forever.
That's such an amazing event. I don't even care. And it's like, I think I should probably at least know the outcome of this game, because
see, I think that's why the U.S. women's team is so good, because over here we kind of integrate co-ed, and nowhere else in the world are sports co-ed. Nowhere else.
Yeah.
So the women here are used to playing against men, and they're just so much better, because then when they go out to play against women from other countries who are not used to that physical aspect, and they don't have the same skill level, our women here just dominate completely.
They get to switch to easy mode when they go across the pond.
That's a good point, though. That's not something I had considered, but that's a good point. Oh, Jake, you ever scrap at a match like a Green Street Hooligans?
Yeah, I was reading that, and no, I know people who have. I am friends with some people like that, but I like to think of myself as a little more civilized, so I've never scrapped at a match. I also don't want to get hurt, so
fair. Negative on the That's scrapping. Fair. Did you play soccer?
I did, yeah. Growing up, it's in the blood, man. Yeah. You can't not play soccer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I mean, I've been to matches. I watch it here, as you know, whenever I can. I watch all the matches, follow closely. So it's that's very cool. Ingrained in me.
How do you catch the matches that you do? Do you use a specific streaming service, or are you still slave to cable TV?
So more recently, you know, with the internet, it's great. I have IPTV. Yep. I don't know if you guys are familiar. I pay like $50, $60 a year, and I've got like 8,000 channels worldwide. Oh,
wow. Oh, that's awesome.
And that's how I really only use like 4 channels of that, which are the channels to watch the soccer games.
That's awesome.
Sounds about right, though.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
8,000 channels you use 4.
It's so cheap, and it's wonky sometimes because it's over the internet, you know, and I don't know how legal it is or anything, but
if you just say it like it's cool, it's all cool, then it's legal.
I was using a service last year. I can't remember what it was. It was Gears TV.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool because you could watch like everything. But there was a while after I was using it, and how I had to go like download it. Like I had a friend help me do it. And I had a friend help me download it and help me get it working and stuff. And then finally,
took a crying game shower.
I'm watching all these shows, and all of a sudden I was like my wife was like, she's like, "Is this legal?" And that was the first voice of reason I had heard in going through all the Gears TV stuff. And I looked at her and I'm like, "You know, I don't know that.
I don't know. I saw somebody sacrifice a goat earlier. I don't think I'm in the right spot."
But it was pretty sweet.
I got everything. I got I have all the HBOs. I have Showtimes. I have the NFL Red Zone, which I think is like a $30 a month channel or something like that. I get a few pay-per-view channels, but I don't use any of them, so
they're just
I really just do it for the overseas soccer matches.
Oh, actually, you might be able to help us out. This last Friday, we were having a conversation about who people root for in certain areas. You live in Jersey. Who do people root for in Jersey? Are they Giants fans or are they Jets fans?
Okay, so it depends where in Jersey you are.
Okay.
If you're in South Jersey, most people are Eagles fans because they're closer to Philly.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're in North Jersey, most people are Giants fans. You've got a good amount of Jets fans, and then you have some other fans sprinkled around. Like there's a decent amount of Patriot fans and Green Bay. Okay. Some Cowboys fans that get made fun of all the time.
Ugh. Then they should. Yeah, they should get made fun of. So I found that because I didn't know until actually. If you want to find
the last time the Cowboys were good was when Emmitt Smith played for them.
Yeah, the 90s, they're terrible. My Sean and I did a show on Friday where we, at the end of the show, we both realized how actually stupid we are as humans, and we were looking at a map. And trying to, we're actually looking at a map and going, oh, this is where this city is. And then going, oh, I'm a moron. And realize that if you held a gun to my head and told me to, label every state, I would not be able to do that.
For New York, I just circle the whole, top part of the top tip of the United States, including Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont. I'm like, this is New York.
No, I was like, I'm like, all right, Maine's the head, Florida's the dick. here's all of the Northwest.
Pretty much.
And then
I don't think there's many people who can label all the states.
So then we were, that's when I had realized I did not know that the Jets and the Giants both played in MetLife. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I always thought the Giants were in Jersey, the Jets were in New York. I did not realize that.
We have like 3 or 4 New York teams that play in Jersey.
Wow.
So we have the New York Giants, New York Jets, and the MLS team is called the New York Red Bulls, and they play in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Huh. The Devils are Jersey. It's the New Jersey Devils. Brooklyn left. They used to be the New Jersey Nets. Now they're the
Nets. And I did know that. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's all we got. We don't have any baseball teams.
Do you only really watch like soccer, or do you root for any of those teams?
So I watch soccer. I root for my team, like a diehard fan. Like I get upset if we lose, but then you know I follow other sports, but I don't really care too much. Like I'm a Yankees fan, but I don't care if they lose. I'm a Giants fan. I don't care if they lose. Devils. You know, like you pick a team in every sport, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
I became a Yankees fan, kind of by a weird way. I moved out. I lived about 35 minutes outside Boston, right out of high school, and everyone is a diehard Red Sox fan, and so it started as a joke. I would just be like, oh no, you gotta root for the Yankees, they're America's team. And I worked at a bank with all women, and they were all just diehard, and it was fun. America's team.
Well, and one of my very good friends he's a diehard Patriots fan now. But he became a Patriots fan. He didn't even watch football, but he became a Patriots fan to troll people, literally. Because people out here hate the Patriots.
Wow.
But so he became, now he's here a too. Huge, he's a here. Huge. Yeah,
over here, it's a big thing, the New York teams versus the New England teams.
Yeah.
So, you know, Giants versus Patriots, it's a big rivalry. And then the Yankees versus the Sox.
Yankees Sox.
Yeah.
Yankee Sox is one of the best games you can go to. I don't watching baseball on television at all, but I love going to the stadium.
That's cool.
It's just a blast.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it is with hockey for me.
Oh, like,
hockey live is exciting.
It is. Even TV, like farm teams.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I tried watching hockey on TV and I'm like, but we go up and watch the Chiefs games up in Spokane. And man, I can't sit at like, get really excited. I just like really the live atmosphere there too.
And I remember going to a Devils game, and I've seen some excitement, man. These fans get rowdy.
Yeah.
These fans get rowdy. Plus, you can fight. You can like legit fight in hockey.
Now, have you actually ever seen the Devil of New Jersey though?
Oh,
the actual Jersey Devil.
You have seen it?
No. You know what's funny?
I had dinner with him last Tuesday.
I've done, I think you guys have, every state I think has their, like, weird and then state. So, like, weirdnewjersey.com, weird New York, weird Idaho, weird whatever.
Right.
And it has, like, all these places that are supposed to be spooky or whatever, or haunted. I don't know. And there's a whole list here in Jersey. And I've done 2 or 3 of them. And whatever. Most of these are private property. I remember I went to it's called the Gates of Hell, and it's by a train station. Whatever police of the train, they're in charge of that, and they catch kids all the time trespassing.
Yeah, and these kids are assholes.
I was about 17 years old. Went with a bunch of us. It was like 15 kids. How do you keep 15, 17-year-olds quiet? It's impossible.
Impossible.
So everyone's just jumping. We're walking along the train tracks, just jumping and yelling, "We're going to the gates of hell! We're going to the gates of hell!"
That's great.
Yay!
And, a bunch of the group went ahead. Some of the group stayed behind. I was part of the group that stayed behind. And then a few minutes later, I just see everyone, not everyone, but a few guys running and like, "The cops are coming, the cops are coming." And about 5 of them got arrested. That was the third group that night.
That's hilarious, yeah. So the Jersey Devil, though, is like, it's kind of like your Sasquatch, though, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what we have Sasquatch.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We have a professor at Idaho State University, which is actually pretty far from me. It's actually 8 hours from here. Who has written books about Sasquatch. That's a real thing. Like he's a noted expert of Sasquatch. I'm not kidding.
Academic treaties.
He's an academic.
How can a person support that though in 2020?
And be like, a collegiate professor, you're asking?
Right.
I love cryptids. Cryptids, I think they're the best thing in the world. That cryptozoology shit, fantastic.
Oh, it's awesome stuff. It's like, just
all of the lake monsters and
yeah.
And I don't believe in any of them. Not one. But I think it's awesome.
That, I know
like, everybody's
who,
got their thing.
I know people who swear they've seen a Bigfoot, and I'm like, there's
Did you
guys,
get your cell phone
real.
Out and take video
Do you
of
wanna,
it?
That's exactly what I would say. Yeah. Like, in today's day where everything is videotaped 24/7, where is the evidence?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
and
have my
like
phone.
Some grainy
yeah.
video.
Hey, my phone battery was right. dead. Oh, so Papa Squatch.
I didn't have LTE. No, you can still use your camera.
He's got a jammer.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to live stream the fucking thing.
Just video it.
Take one fucking picture.
Oh, man.
Quick shout out to my daughter, Mara. She's apparently watching the show.
Oh, and that's I just cute. Discussed a ton.
She's been on Smart Mark Wrestling a few times.
She has,
she
yes,
charges yes. into the room.
She's a special guest. that's hilarious though. Yeah, well, give me one. It was on. I had bad reception. Oh, okay.
Okay. So yeah. Your phone camera didn't work.
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you to do a let's play with it and invite it to be on your podcast. Dumbass.
Like the only footage available was back when we were using film stock.
Right.
And it's like this 8mm burned film stock where you see a little grainy blob. See it? It's right there. It's right there.
Fucking aliens, I swear. No, it's not. Like, you know what Bigfoot is? Have you been to Lolo Hot Springs? Holy shit. It's just some old fat dude climbing out of a hot spring. It's not a Bigfoot. That's just a dude with a hairy back. What's that smell?
That's a Northwestern giant lumberjack.
Could be a logger. Not sure.
That's good stuff.
Well, circling back to our earlier conversation, I want to just touch on Jake's comments here before we move on. Here we go. Isn't Amy Schumer the one that ended all the Looney Tunes episodes? I don't know what that's about.
That's a Porky Pig reference.
Is it?
Yeah, that's all, folks. He's calling her. He's calling her.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
It's a good joke.
That's a good joke. Wow, that's funny.
Oh, that's my favorite joke.
That's a really good reference.
You know, my head went to like, she ended them all because they had all the violent. I was thinking like she had some agenda.
Oh,
against the violence in the cartoons.
No, she's not smart enough to have an agenda.
Well, her
nowadays with all the cancel culture, it's getting ridiculous.
Right? Yeah,
no kidding.
And then Tiffany Haddish joined Scientology.
Good for her.
LOL.
She can start.
I feel like joining Scientology is like a way for actors to get a boost in their careers.
I feel like if I was trying to become an actor, I probably would join Scientology.
We had that.
I think you just have to.
We had that
John
whole
Travolta,
thing in the schedule at one point for the last. But you had to bail on the last show. But we were going to talk about Elizabeth Moss a little bit and her being in Scientology.
Yeah, she's a Scientologist.
And basically, Bruno's argument that she uses it to as a catalyst for her career, but I would argue that her career hasn't been that hot. Playing any factor.
Money and religion only can get you so far when you have that face. She's got a face for radio. She's a second generation Scientology thing. The story I put together for Elizabeth Moss is that her parents were Scientologists, so she's born into Scientology.
So she hasn't blown John
Travolta. Oh, man.
No.
No.
Well, no, she's not a man.
Hey-o! Shots fired.
I got Kelly. I'm not gay. Kelly Preston's my wife.
Did you hear he killed her?
He did?
Well, he killed her with cancer.
Oh.
What?
Well,
she died of cancer.
She did die.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the fuck was I?
My joke was in poor taste. I apologize. But, yeah.
She did pass away.
Satan overload?
She died like a month and a half ago.
Yeah. It's sad, but we're all smiling. Think about that real quick, folks.
Well, I'm thinking about the good times that Kelly Preston brought us all.
I just think about her fuck scene in Jerry Maguire.
That's the scene I'm talking about. How did you know?
That's the only memorable thing
she's been in.
I almost turned Jerry Maguire on to fall asleep last night because it was on Netflix and I was scrolling through. Have you noticed you do that shit? Like you just scroll through. I spend more time looking for something to watch.
Netflix is like
the
video store walls at the VHS, like going to Blockbuster and just kind of perusing. But the only thing with going to Blockbuster is if you pick up two titles at Blockbuster, you're going to watch them because there's an obligation at that point. You've made this commitment at that point. But if you select a title on Netflix and you don't like it, within the first 5 minutes, you're like, next.
Next flicks. Next flick.
No shit. There's an episode title.
Have you guys watched any? Have you guys watched any of the DC fandom stuff?
I watched the Black Adam thing. I'm tentatively excited about that because he's my favorite superhero, because he's like Superman with no holding back.
Yeah.
And The Rock is playing him, so I'm super excited about that. Not super excited about that accent that he's trying to do. I don't know if I'm down with that. Like, just be The Rock. Conduct's not a real place. You don't have to make up an accent for it.
Yeah, just be The Rock.
What's he doing?
Rock.
I haven't heard
It's almost... Have you played any Injustice? Uh-uh. Probably not. In Injustice 2, Black Adam's one of the main bad guys. He's teamed up with Wonder Woman and a couple other people, and they're opposing Batman's whatever. And he's just got this kind of... It's like they're trying to be Egyptian, but also like they're trying to be Eastern European, and it's just this weird like mesh.
Yeah.
And The Rock only does it like part time. He doesn't always it doesn't hit every word, and I think he's not an actor. He's a movie star, and he just needs
he's
to
an
do
entertainer.
That. Yeah. And
him and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart should be his sidekick.
The Rock.
I don't care that the Black Adam doesn't have a sidekick.
Yeah.
The two of them should just do movies
together.
Like Kid Adam.
They're like the new Farley and David Spade. Like put them in movies together, and it'll be a good movie, I'm sure.
I was thinking like Pesci and De Niro.
Yeah,
well, Pesci and De Niro are good actors. I mean, I would say
I 100% agree.
Yeah, because I've watched interviews with Robert De Niro, and he's nothing like his characters.
No,
I don't think he's a tough guy at all.
Pesci's a little bit like his characters, though.
I was happy to see Pesci come out of retirement for The Irishman.
Yeah,
that was a good.
Yeah. It was a long ass movie.
Yeah, it was. It was very long. I've only watched it the one time. Yeah. I don't know if I can do it.
I don't think I can stomach it a second time.
It was a process too. That movie. I mean, it took forever to get released.
Yeah, it did.
Like that was shot here. I have a bunch of friends that work on it. I actually try to get on it, and that was shot about the same time as the first A Quiet Place.
Really?
Except the first A Quiet Place shot for 3 months. I want to say 2 to 3 months. That shot, Irishman shot for like 5 to 6 months, which is outrageous. And then it still took another year and a half, 2 years to release.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, I heard a rumor, I don't know, don't take my word on this, but I heard it had to do with the whole de-aging of the actors and re-aging them and all that stuff.
Oh, I bet that shit took forever. And that's another thing that's come a long way in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Like a really long way in the last couple of years.
Well, yes, think about X-Men 3, which still looked pretty good when they de-aged Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen for the flashback scenes.
Right.
It still looked pretty good. And now that de-aging stuff, I mean, you have a hard time even telling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
There's still little tells. Like, I remember hearing stories of them being on set, and, like, they would... Robert De Niro would be playing a younger version of himself, but he's still like, what is he, like 70 something?
Yeah, so, he still has those 70-year-old mannerisms.
He walks like a 70-year-old, so they would have to tell him to get a little more pep in his step and try to walk like a younger version of himself.
And then he just kind of like moves aggressively like he's got to take a shit.
their mouths and their voices don't get fixed right.
He's like, they're like, Bob, walk like you just ate at China Buffet. He starts sprinting.
Yeah. I've never seen a 77-year-old man move so fast.
No, the reason why I brought it up is because I don't want to spend a whole episode talking about it because I know we could, but I felt the hype for the Snyder Cut. I am genuinely still really excited for it.
I am prepared to be let down.
I'm ready to be hurt again.
Yeah, I know that I'm going to be let down.
But you were right. It's going to be 4 1-hour parts, mm-hmm. which is, I think, the smart way to do it.
Yeah.
But I like what I've seen so far. And the biggest takeaway for me was that all of the scenes that they have with Superman, he's wearing like the black suit and stuff, mm-hmm. and they threw out all the Joss Whedon stuff. So that means all of the mutant Henry Cavill lip scenes are gone. That's all gone. No more mutant Henry Cavill trying to do facial expressions. And they're like, can we make him smile at all? And he's all like,
They just kind of like took some spray paint and spray painted his mustache green, and then they tried to green screen it out.
Well, I think at some point, like if you would have had
green
it,
Grecian
if you would have, if you would have watched Justice League, and it was a scene later on in the movie where you saw like his mutant face with that lip, it would have been jarring, but you've been like, well, that's all right. I've already been watching this movie. I'm an hour into it. But the fact that it was the opening scene to the movie, it was like establishing that it was...
On an iPhone. Like, yeah. Why? What was the directorial choice there?
Right.
Like, what were you thinking, you stupid cocksucker?
You didn't even have to have him in this... Because he's on an iPhone, and have him say his line, and then just move past it. And then later on the movie, you show... The scene where he's fighting all four of them off. It would have been all honestly ignorable.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, it's the opening scene of the movie. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, and now I know this looks like shit.
They can't catch a fucking Sasquatch, but they can catch Superman. He's faster than a speeding bullet. This is bullshit. I'm angry.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. I was excited for a few of the things that came out of it. I think James Gunn's Suicide Squad 2 looks good.
Boy, I'm nervous about anything DC related, though, because I just feel like they're so eager.
And I think Pattinson's The Batman's going to be good.
I think Batman's going to be good.
I don't have any doubts about Robert Pattinson's acting ability.
I don't either.
And I think that the people that do probably wasted their time watching that vampire movie. And you know what? He got a bunch of fucking money for that, because that was like 7 or 8 movies or something. And
also, early on in his career... There's Leonardo DiCaprio didn't start out as Leonardo DiCaprio. He did a movie called The Beach. And if you've watched The Beach...
Wasn't that just about pot? Like just a bunch of kids on a beach smoking pot?
Yeah, I don't remember who directed it, but it was... Thing? Yeah, it was a bizarre movie. He did some shitty movies. He was also on Growing Pains with Kirk Cameron.
Show me
he could have been
smile.
Saving Christmas, but...
Show me that smile!
Speaking of cults...
Don't waste another minute on your crying...
Now, you worked on it.
Was it you guys who spoke about Don's Bum, like a old indie movie?
I don't think so.
Which one?
Maybe not. So there's a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio way before he was Leonardo DiCaprio called Don's Bum, and
that's true.
It's hard to find it because him and a few of his friends who like you go watch it now and you know there's some recognizable faces. But they just got together as friends and they made this indie film, low budget, like no one was paid. And then when they finished editing it, I guess Leonardo DiCaprio was starting to get a little traction and he just shut the film down.
Wow.
He would not let it get released, threatened to sue the director and everything. And then the director's like, oh yeah, and just released it online for free.
Attaboy.
So it's not very easy to find, but you can definitely find it. It's an interesting movie. It's with Tobey Maguire also.
Oh. Yeah, he's buddies with him. He's buddies with that guy that was in Mad Men that ended up with Derek's favorite girl, Elizabeth Moss.
Mm-hmm. So the story goes that like
sweetheart Elizabeth
Tobey Moss. Maguire was the one that kind of incited the whole thing for Leo DiCaprio to not want to release this.
He was
just being a dick. Yeah.
It sounds like he's a dick to everybody.
Yeah, it sounds like Tobey Maguire is kind of historically a dick.
I've heard horror stories.
Which is too bad because he's he doesn't play like that, you know, like in, he doesn't play like he'd be like that, you know?
Yeah, he's a great, he's a good actor because he's actually an asshole.
I know that, that Joe Manganiello, Jesus Christ, I don't know his name.
Joe Manganiello?
Yeah, I know that he, I watched an interview with him a few years ago where he said he fucking hated Tobey Maguire.
He's that really big dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's married to that woman from,
God, yeah, he's married to Sophie Vergara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big Dungeons and Dragons guy. Doesn't he have a podcast or something?
I think he's a super big, I think he's like Vin Diesel, where he's like a super big just nerd crazy also. Nerd. Yeah. Would you, or do you watch stuff like that though, Bruno? Do you watch any like DC, Marvel stuff? Do you watch any of that stuff or?
Not the TV shows. I try to get into it.
It's because they're in Vancouver.
No, actually, a lot of the Marvel stuff is shot in New York, surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some of them right now, and I'm just, like, Nick Cage was shot in New York.
Oh, yeah, in Harlem, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all over. They shoot all over the boroughs.
Do they?
I mean, if you guys name me a few, I'll be able to tell you which ones were shot here. Oh, Punisher.
Punisher and Daredevil, I'm sure.
Daredevil's a New York show.
I know him.
Yeah.
This guy. Good actor, too.
Yes.
Yeah, you worked on The Quiet Place, right?
I did.
Both of them.
Well, the first one I worked on the whole film. The second one, I just worked on a part of it.
Now, what did you find for that?
So I didn't, on that job, I actually didn't find anything.
Oh.
When I came in, most of the locations were already found, so it was more like logistical stuff and just being on set, taking care of anything that had to do with the location we were at.
Oh, okay.
We shot at a farm in the middle of New York State. So it was in Pawling, New York, which is about 30 minutes east of Poughkeepsie.
Uh-huh.
And it was like this little, we were in the middle of this little valley, like deep, where there was no cell service. So you would go up the hill on either way on the road and get cell service. But as soon as you come into the farm, no cell service.
Huh.
It was weird. It was weird. That was one location. We had another location in New Paltz, New York, which is the bridge, the infamous bridge where the kid gets snatched up. Spoiler alert.
I think the first 5 minutes you could
just a kid, any kid,
right.
Just having to be a kid.
And then the
what an establishing scene for a movie, though, right?
Yeah.
Woo. It was the scene where they're talking by the waterfall. That was up in Albany, New York.
Oh, wow.
So that was a trip. We had to travel up there. It was because it's like a 4 hour drive.
Mm.
So we all drove up the day before, slept there, shot the following day, and then the day after that we drove back down.
So are you on set a lot as a location, would it be location scout or?
No, so it depends. I work in the locations department, and then sometimes I'm a scout, sometimes I'm an assistant. So it really depends. If I'm an assistant, I'm typically more on set. If I'm a scout, I'm practically never on set. Have like you, the scouts are the ones who actually go out and find the places.
Right. Have you worked on any like period piece movies with like the old cars and stuff?
Yes, I have. So
is that pretty fun?
Oh, not really.
No,
not really.
You really wanted to say the opposite.
Not when you have to like tell people that they have to take their air conditioners out and their dishes off the wall because like they won't be able to watch TV for the next 2 days because we can have a dish hanging outside of their window.
Oh, wow.
and you have to not let people park their 2000 and 2010 cars on the street and all crazy.
Oh, stuff. I bet you that people hate you.
Oh, what? In New York? People love us. What are you talking about? What? We get yelled at on a constant basis. Like,
you're a fucking prick.
All these blocks. Yeah, because, you know, we roll in with like 10 trucks of equipment. You know, it's like, you're taking up all the parking space. Like, dude, you live in New York. There's never any parking. Just live with it.
Get the fuck over it, man.
So do you, I have to ask, on a Quiet Place, do you have an opportunity to meet a lot of these actors too? Or
like, I mean, to meet? It's not like you meet them. You work with them. They're coworkers.
That's
so if you have to interact with them, you interact with them. If you don't have to interact with them, then you just like you see them on set, you walk by them, you know, whatever. I had the new Spider-Man. What's his name?
Tom Holland.
Yeah, Tom Holland. Like, I'm on set, and like someone just bumps me from behind. I'm like, whoa, what the hell? And it was him. He like bumps past me. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm like, yeah, better be sorry.
You're like, give me a fucking sandwich.
Better be sorry, Spider-Man.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Oh man. But that's it. Like, you know, like some stuff. Sometimes I have to interact with them a little bit more. Like on A Quiet Place, I had to interact a little bit more with John Krasinski. You know, Jim from The Office. For anyone who doesn't know.
Derek's favorite show.
Never heard of him.
Who?
I wouldn't be able to. I don't know.
Couldn't pick him out in a lineup.
I don't know if I could do a job like that, just because I might be the person that's too like starstruck. Probably.
Isn't that the guy they want? Everybody wants to play Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So
probably too tall.
Like I had to ask him to take a picture with somebody because we had. So when we were there, we hired the local county cops to just be our security.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the county cops, he's like a huge Office fan. So he just asked me, he's like, dude, could you ask him to take a picture with me? I was like, all right, man, look, come by on this day and I'll see what I could pull off. And it was like one of the last days, so it was an easier day and things are a little calmer. And I just like caught him on the way to his trailer. I was like, hey, man, look, could you just do this? He's like, yeah, man, no problem, definitely.
That's
Can
awesome.
You do this for this cop.
I was waiting for a Never Meet Your Heroes moment, and that's awesome. Well, because you watch like the Some Good News stuff that he was doing,
yeah,
and that's really positive and upbeat, and it's like does. You wonder if like is he maybe an asshole, but he was pretty easy to work with though, huh?
There's a
Well, for me, I mean, you know, some of the
in other the capacity, crew, right? Yeah,
right. Some of the other crew had a hard time with him. Just because, not because he's a dick or anything. It was just like he's acting, he's directing. You know what I mean? He's also a writer on it. So
he's also
like he's filling too many roles. And when you're on a set, there's so many things going on. There's so many questions. And if you're not there to answer questions, nobody knows what to do. So
yeah,
you guys have heard what a call sheet is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, but for whoever doesn't know, the call sheet is pretty much what we're going to be doing the following day. Right, like what time people need to report to work and what scenes we're going to be filming. And we would have a call sheet, and then the next day we'd get there and the call sheet would just get thrown out the window. We're doing completely different scenes. And it makes it hard for the crew to work because they can't properly prepare.
I'm kind of surprised that ended up being as good a movie as it was, because usually when somebody takes on that many roles, the movie itself suffers. And that one just, it was an entertaining horror movie.
It's a good movie.
And there's a whole bunch of them lately that just suck balls.
I think part of what helps, though, is that since he did write it and direct it, I've
you have a vision.
In the stuff I've seen, he's very passionate about it, too, though. Mm. So it was like, this is going to be a good project, goddammit, because I've really passionate.
Fuck me if it is.
Yeah, like, I'm really passionate about it. It's hard to be like, if you do a passion project and then it turns out to be a turd. It's like, well, I'll just go. Looks like I'm gonna go fucking kill myself now. Like, well, that's all that's left. I just gotta go kill myself. That's pretty cool. That's probably what happened to Hemingway. No,
it was surprising. Like, even being on set, I wasn't expecting much out of it. I was like, ah, whatever, just be another movie. And then like it blew up. I mean, we knew it was gonna blow up because we had a cast and crew showing in New York City. So we had like a private viewing before it was released, and we all left like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is incredible. Yeah. And then it just blew up.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's a cool idea. It's interesting.
Monsters are disgusting.
Oh, my favorite project. What's my favorite project I worked on? I would probably say either Quiet Place, just because I had a pretty good time, or I just worked on the new Sopranos movie, which hasn't been released yet.
Oh,
I didn't.
And
that was
the period piece.
Yeah, didn't Gandolfini's son?
Yeah,
isn't he playing the young version of him?
That's correct.
Oh, I thought they
really. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be coming out next month, and then they pushed it. And then when COVID happened, they pushed it indefinitely.
So is it a full-on prequel?
It is. It's a full-on prequel.
Wow.
I don't know how much I could really say.
That's okay. No,
I also don't want to ruin anything. for anyone, but it is a prequel. His son is in it. That's
news that I knew. So yeah, and if I know it,
well, that's pretty cool. I like it when those actors' sons do that. It's like when Straight Outta Compton, how Ice Cube's son played him in that movie. And I was like, oh man, what a great pick! Like,
or Lawrence Fishburne's kid when he played the younger version of him in Ant-Man and the Wasp. That was one of the better.
I'm like, that's what great casting. You don't have to do anything for that.
Yeah.
As long as they can act good. And Ice Cube's kid's a great actor. And is so he? Is I. Yeah. Yeah, it was. So that's awesome, man. I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. I actually really like The Sopranos, too.
Did you know that Forrest Whitaker's slightly younger brother played a younger version of him in Mr. Holland's Opus?
I did not know that.
I discovered that the other day. Sorry, you know, that was just a random...
Did you know that Lawrence Fishburne's daughter probably won't play any version of him in anything because she does porn mostly?
Oh, I thought she was going to end up being Morpheus in the next Matrix flick.
You know there's a new Matrix coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm tentatively excited about that, too.
With the now Wachowski sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's different.
That is.
Yeah.
So shit's different. Changed. Oh, also, I am genuinely really excited for Bill and Ted. I'm not gonna lie. I'm so excited for Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Wasn't that released? Is it this week or last?
It's this week. It's this Friday. Week.
Is it Friday?
Friday, right?
I wasn't sure. It was 28th.
I think.
Week.
Yeah. I think what I'm gonna have to do, because the first two movies are such a vague memory, I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch those, and maybe I'll do it like make it a family thing, watch it with the kids. Rewatch the first two, then go back, and then go and watch the new
one. I'm going to say I'll probably have to watch the original two also, but they are not a vague memory for me because I've seen this movie about a million recently. Times.
Yeah. It definitely lets you know why George Carlin never made it as an actor. I mean, he was probably the best stand-up we ever had, but holy shit, like...
You know, some of his best work has been in Kevin Smith stuff.
This is Lieutenant Van Halen. We have your keys. If you want them, come and get them. Such a good movie. God damn it. I can't wait.
His role in Jersey Girl was probably one of the better roles for as panned as that movie was.
Mm-hmm. Carlin's, that's not that bad Carlin's, of a movie.
It came on the heels of Gigli, and that's why it did so poorly.
It didn't have a chance.
Yeah. It was too much Bennifer.
Yeah.
Because both Bennifers are in that fucking movie.
And I think she's the reason he's had as many substance abuse problems as he's had.
Which Jennifer?
No, Garner's not in that. It's Liv Tyler.
One. Oh, yuck, it is.
The one with the...
She's got a big ass now.
Does she?
Liv Tyler?
Yeah.
Good for her.
She showed up on that 911. She's on the new 911 show with Rob Lowe.
Don't you speak ill of her. She's Eowyn.
Yeah. Well, maybe she... I don't know. She.
I got no emotional attachment to the
is
rings.
Is she Eowyn or she Arwen? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Bruno's like,
I don't watch those movies enough. She starts with an A and she's...
I'm listening, though. I'm listening.
It starts with an A and she's an elf.
She is an elf. I know that much. But yeah, I never got attached to the Lord of the Rings like everybody else.
My buddy's a huge Lord of the Rings fan. Whenever I want to troll him, I'm just like, yo, you know what's a terrible movie? The Lord of the Rings.
That fucking Two Towers, I tell you what.
He just side-eyes me.
Man, those movies they're a critical achievement, though. They really were. I mean, just doing all of them at the same time where all those actors are the... So, I mean, because, you know, like Harry Potter, I swear to God, you watch those first two movies and you're like, did he turn into a man in between these two movies, dude? Like, dude, he's a little boy in that first movie. That second movie, he's got like a fucking Adam's apple, and he's like, but I'm but a boy of 12 years old.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live skit where they have, what's her name?
Lindsay Lohan
playing Hermione.
Yeah.
No.
And just like this big, just big rack. Yeah. And she's playing her like maybe movie three or four or something. Yeah. Like that.
She was one
supposed
of my
to be playing like 15
favorites when she was younger.
Lohan? Yeah. Because
we're
was
like
good.
Right at the same age-ish, I think. And
she's
and
a little bit younger.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, she's in Mean Girls. That's an excellent movie.
That's a
Mean Girls is a great movie, but then her career just took a fucking tail dive.
All of those girls were well older than high school.
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams was like
our age. She's like our age.
Isn't that so weird how like these like 20-year-olds play 17-year-old roles?
Yeah.
Like Saved by the Bell, the TV show.
Yeah.
They were definitely like all in their 20s.
Oh yeah.
Playing high schoolers.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, in Spider-Man, like, Joe Manganiello played a high schooler. He played Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
Dude was easily 30 years old in that movie. Yeah. There's that scene where they go. It's the scene where Peter Parker is bit by the spider. They all go to the museum, and their teacher is, like, this young black guy. And you're like, I'm pretty sure this teacher's younger than all of these dudes. James Franco has been 40 since he was 20.
Yeah.
wasn't Ralph Macchio like 27, 28 or something when the first Karate Kid came out?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. He looks like a little boy.
He could play like 25 now.
He's built like my son, and my son is 12. Like,
oh, that's so good. But I'm pretty sure that was the issue with like, so like, you know, like Happy Days, like, you know, Ron Howard was like balding when the show was on.
Yeah, but he started balding when he was like just finishing up the Andy Griffith show. Fucking 11 years old.
Start
creep back.
Yeah. So yeah, but so like Lord of the Rings, you know, they did all those movies the exact same time. They filled them all. So I'm pretty sure Elijah Wood was 18 when they started filming those movies.
He was at least maybe 19, but I think you're right.
He was just a young kid filming those movies, and then like Harry Potter, between 1 and 2, you know, is however long it takes to get a movie going in between. I mean, I feel like now
they churn those out pretty fast, the first few of them, and then after that it slowed to like 1 every 2 years, because I think the production just got more and more involved.
I mean, now they'll expedite movies though, right? Because they'll go, first movie will come out and they'll go, we just got to prove we're doing a second movie. Like, they'll say it before it even gets to theaters. We're doing a second movie.
And yeah, I mean, they milk that cow as much as they can. Yeah. You know, if it makes money, they're going to keep making it.
Yeah. So it's pretty incredible. But
Elijah Wood's a month younger than I am.
Nice.
Wow.
So yeah, Elijah Wood was a kid when they started filming those. I think Sean Astin was in he was way older than.
He was about 30 by then, I think.
Yeah,
because he was old. He was,
but he still got a baby face.
Yeah,
even now, a little bit,
a little bit.
Elijah Wood's film debut was Back to the Future Part 2.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the kid with the hat. Movie.
Yeah,
I thought it was Flipper. I'm just kidding. I knew it wasn't Flipper, but I have seen Flipper.
He's Flipper, faster than light.
Paul Hogan was in Flipper.
Paul Hogan should be in everything.
He was in Flipper, I'm pretty sure. He's a goddamn
national treasure.
They're like, Paul, do you want to be in Flipper? He's like, can I talk about how much I hate gay people in it? And they're like, no, probably don't do that. And he's like, well, I'll still be in it.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
They're like, also, Paul, you're not Australian. Why are you still talking like that? He's like, why? This is how I talk now.
Isn't he Australian? I'm pretty sure he was.
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah. Why do you just make things up?
Well, guessing. I didn't make up the anti-gay stuff.
He really doesn't like the gays.
He really does not like gay people. That's a real thing.
Yeah, let me look him up, too. I'm pretty sure.
So, Bruno, do you work on any television shows, too, or just...
Yeah, movies? No, I do. Like, before, you had asked if I've worked on period pieces, and I was going to say I've worked on Pose, which is the FX show about the transgender community.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So it's like it revolves around the 80s ballroom scene, which is like this... like ballroom, they would rent these ballrooms and do their own little modeling competitions, and that it takes place in the 80s. So we're shooting 2019, 2018 to play for the 80s. So a lot of old cars, a lot of covering things, making sure things fit a certain period.
So how, when you're doing, I think I've seen this done before in like 24 and stuff, but they build like a whole facade for a background sometimes. Do you guys have that?
Not in New York. We don't do that too much. You see that more done in LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to replicate somewhere.
Right. And like they also have the space for it. You know, they have way more backlots space where they can Right. They can build a whole facade. You don't see that happen as much. Like, what are some cool things I've done? So, like, we shot in this house in Midtown, on the Upper East Side, and we covered the front windows with this huge green screen. I'm talking about, like, a 40-foot green screen, And then the scene was from inside the house, and we changed the furniture to look like you're in Paris, and then the green screen was green screened into the Eiffel Tower. So it's That's like you're awesome. In Paris. And wow. funny enough, it was supposed to be a porn scene. So it's like, it was a porn scene, like you don't actually see any kind of nudity or anything, but it's
we
like...
Gotta make sure we get that Paris continuity down.
Yeah. It was for The Detour. It was the TV show The Detour.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I worked on season 2.
Very nice.
That's the one with is that the Samantha Bee one?
Yeah.
Samantha Bee's husband.
I like that show. That's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like the oh man, now I'm like blanking out on his name. He does the Christmas movie.
Yeah, he looks like that guy. Yeah. I can't remember his name now.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
John Favreau's friend.
The storyline is kind of like, forget it. I'm not even going to go on because it's so vague that I can't even describe what I'm trying to describe.
It's a pretty good show though.
It is pretty fun.
Was that a TBS show?
That's a TBS show. Yeah.
TBS.
Dude, TBS hits it sometime. Like that show.
They do.
We watched Wrecked. That was only 3 seasons, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think TBS just suffers from being TBS.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of that is just being...
Yeah. Any other TV...
That's where I saw most of Saved by the
Bell. You said you do some TV shows.
I do some TV. I do primarily TV, because that's, you know, the majority of stuff here is TV. So, let's see. I've done The Detour. I've done Pose. I worked on a little bit of Quantico season 2. Nice. I worked on the tail end of The Good Wife, right when they ended the show. I worked on Neon Joe Werewolf Hunter, which is a comedy. Well, was a Comedy Central.
That just sounds awesome.
It's with John Glazer, I think is his name.
Okay. Mm.
Oh yeah.
Glazer. Yes, it's with John Glazer.
He played Jeremy Jam, right? He's Jeremy Jam on Parks.
Exactly.
Dude, that dude is so underrated. He's actually like a showrunner and writer for a ton of like Adult Swim shows.
Really?
Oh yeah,
like a ton of them.
Didn't he do Aqua Teen?
He's one of the guys that, so him and that guy Starburns on Community.
Yeah, that dude's that dude's behind the scenes on everything.
Yeah, he's on like a ton of like mostly Adult Swim. John Glazer did that show on Adult Swim though. The one where they're wearing like the ski masks and they're like, God, I can't remember where they get relocated or whatever, like a
witness protection.
Yeah, like witness protection, and he gets like moved, and his voice is like, he has a voice changer on, and he does the whole show wearing like a ski mask. That dude's fucking hilarious though.
Yeah.
John Glazer.
Before I found what I was, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's okay. What I was trying to associate with The Detour. Like it's the same style of
show,
yeah.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, that's cool that John Glazer, I'll have to check that one out. He's hilarious though.
It's weird, like I had never heard of the show, and then like a few people, like the people who know the show and watch it are super fans.
Yeah.
It's that kind of show.
You got jammed.
I think it went for 2 or 3. You got jammed.
You got jammed.
Other than that, I've done like some. I've done primarily. I try to do movies. That's what I really want to do. So
we watched Parks and Recs, and my wife hated Jeremy Jammed until I pointed out to her that all the shows that she liked on Cartoon Network were like his baby. Like
I don't think that makes me hate Jeremy Jam any less though.
No,
Jam is a piece of shit.
He is, but like I was like, man, like dude, this guy's hilarious though. He does so many shows. I think he might be, I think, I can't remember what he does, or at least did. He did, so she's a huge fan of like Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, which is I can't remember his name, but one of the guys on there is like, he's on Last Podcast on the Left, which is like a wildly popular podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Worth listening to. It's hilarious.
Didn't they move over to something exclusively like Stitcher or something?
They're on.
I know I quit.
They're on Spotify. They're on Spotify exclusively, but then also you can watch their streams on Adult Swim because one of the guys on there is on Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, so he does a bunch of stuff. God, I can't think of his name. I can never think of his name, but small little Polish guy. I can't remember. And that's the show. Thanks for listening and watching. And,
totally feels natural doing it this way, doesn't it?
It does. We've always done it this way, and that's the way it's always been. Make sure you check us out at patreon.com/timespentpoorly if you want to donate to a great cause. It goes to the hungry. It goes to us. Check us out at timespentpoorly.com. We have a ton of other shows on there. Really, there is a lot of other really great shows on there. You can find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and more. I think everything. We're on everything. It's got
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, it filters out to a lot of places for sure.
Make sure you check us out live on YouTube and on Facebook and Twitch and Periscope and, man, I just really think everything.
Don't forget to who mentioned who our guest was today.
Oh, yeah. Also, thanks again for joining us, old Bruno from Jersey. Man, what a great time that we had. I've been Derek on TSPN. We got TSPN Media. That's Eduardo. And then at Huds Magruder. That's old Huds over there.
Honestly, I was expecting some more Jersey Shore antics from him.
You just weren't cringe enough.
It's t-shirt time.
There's no spray tan.
But always remember to add us on Twitter and Instagram, though, so you can stay notified.
All those buttons are on the site now, so
yeah, they are
off. It's easy to
good stuff.
To do it. So just go to timespentpoorly.com.
Yeah, I know a few of our listeners also find us just straight off Google, too.
Yeah. So
listen to the show.
In the Tennessee Suicide Prevention Hotline.
Yeah.
Network.
Tennessee Suicide Prevention Network. Yeah. TSPN.org. Don't go there.
Go to ours instead.
Unless you're in Tennessee and feel like killing yourself, then go there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, look.
Go directly there.
On the real, if you live in Tennessee and you feel like killing yourself, do go to that website. Or go to TSPN.com and you can find our stuff.
And realize that your life is way better than you thought.
Yeah, it'll be a lot better than what you thought it was.
And I realize the intro played twice, the outro played twice in a row there, but we're going to keep that in there anyway.
That's pretty good. All right.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time. Later.
Unless you live in Tennessee and you feel like killing yourself,
then definitely go to that website.
So fucked up.
I'm a goddamn monster. Like a legitimate monster.
But also, like, for real, though.
For real. Like, if you don't feel good, like, about you.
Don't listen to this podcast.
What are you doing here?
Call that number, for sure. Get some help.
Go to the .org.
When you're feeling better.
If you're in Tennessee and listening to us.
Yeah. If you're feeling better.
In Tennessee.
Once you're feeling better, come on back. You know, we'll bring you down again. Call the number.
And you can call the number.
Go to the .org again. We'll keep you balanced. Time spent poorly.
That was a waste of time. Yep.